something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Educating the Human Spirit.
Hallelujah. I'm helped. He's my wisdom. I'm wise. He's my wisdom. I'm smart. He's my strength. I'm strong. Hallelujah. He's my health. I'm sound. My whole spirit, soul, and body. I'm sound. All the systems of my body. My heart, my kidneys, my lungs. They're all sound. I'm sound. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm sound. Every cell of my body. Every cell of my blood. Every fiber of my body, every bone of my body, I'm sound. I'm sound. I'm full of health. I'm full of strength. Because the Holy Ghost is in me. My whole body is subject to the Word. The Word. The Word. Has made me sound. I got the word in me. My body functions according to the word. Hallelujah. Healthy and sound. My heart, my stomach, my goodness, everything about me. Perambulates my body. Until the evil day to start trying to get your I need my shield of faith. Where is my shield? Where is my sword of the spirit? It's not when trouble comes, then you start trying to get all the scriptures. I'm healed. You program the system. Program the system. I said, program the system. Program the system. I'm in fellowship with His Son Jesus. I've been called into the fellowship of His Son Jesus. And I'm in that fellowship. Blessed be God. I'm a child of the King. Blessed be God. I walk in the light as He is in the light. Blessed be God. Glory to God. My. Hey, hey. Whoa. Glory. Hi. Say this with me. The Lord has granted me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. I do. It's granted me. Glory to God. So that spirit of wisdom and revelation is working in me. Working in me. Hallelujah. See, did you know the anointing of the Holy Spirit responds to the Word of God? Did you know that? The anointing of the Holy Spirit responds to the Word of God. Responds to the Word of God. The anointing responds to the Word of God. Jesus Christ, the living Word, the Bible tells us the anointing came on him. The anointing responds to the Word. It says that God confirmed the Word with signs following. The power of the confirmation is the anointing. Hallelujah. See, when you're speaking the Word of God like this, the anointing is stirred. The anointing is stirred. The glory of God is not necessarily felt. Again, with the outward man. It is something you respond to, you recognize with your spirit. When Jesus said, the Son of Man is glorified, the others couldn't understand it because nothing seemed to change. He said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Waiting. Then shortly afterward, he said, now the Son of Man is glorified. What happened between that time and this time except the things he said? It's just what he said. And an attitude, a disposition. That's all we saw from his own side. How did he know that at that moment, the Son of Man was glorified? He was in the Spirit. He was in the Spirit. I read that to them. I showed them in the scripture that Sunday. When you say the things that you were saying, when you talk like that, something happens. Your spirit starts glowing. You can't do such things without your spirit responding. You can't. You can't say such things without your spirit responding. So if you're not yet trained to recognizing something changing in your spirit, it's because you have trained yourself too much in the fleshly way. Not because nothing happened, but because you don't recognize it, because you're functioning with the senses of your outward body. That's why you didn't know that something changed. As you were talking, your spirit was glowing in the realm of the spirit, your spirit, because you are light. You're light. When you say things that are negative, your light goes dimmer and dimmer, but you don't see it because you're using these eyes to look. If God were to open your spiritual eyes to see, you would see that, oh, the light is getting dimmer and dimmer. But Jesus said, let your light so shine. Hallelujah. So it's so important that you say these things. When you're saying them, it's not, you're not trying to make them happen. No, you're making the proclamations that God has already made concerning your spirit. You've got to, because you're edifying your spirit. You can only give from what you have. If your spirit is edified, the church will be edified. But you've got to do this more and more and more and more and more and more. Then you'll be amazed. In 3 months' time, you'll be so shocked. What you couldn't make happen in 5 years, in 3 months' time. So much so that you'll be wondering, what in the world was I doing before now? What in the world? I charge you to put what I've just shared with you to work in the next 3 months. Be consistent with it. In the next 3 months, do it like you would you follow a doctor's instruction several times a day and give your spirit a new education purposely educate your spirits. You'll be amazed. At the end of 3 months, in fact, in the process, you will already notice something is happening. In the first 5 days, you will discover something. First 5 days. Within the first 5 days, you discover something. Then be consistent for 3 months. The change will be such that you will not want to stop this thing I've told you again. You will say to yourself, this is how I want to be. These are things I've done in my spirit for years. I can only move forward. I can only make progress. I have no options. I don't have to make an effort. No, I'm flying. I'm soaring. As the wind blows, I go higher. I'm just like this. You know, when the eagle goes up, the more the wind blows, the higher it flies. The eagle doesn't do like this. No, it's like this. That's how the eagle flies. Once it's up there, it just keeps going. And it mounts. When it does like this, whoops, it goes vroom. He says it climbs. Oh, dear Lord. So just one, bam, I go whoops. And I go like this. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know who I am. I'm from the kingdom. I'm not of this world. I think differently. I see differently. I'm a spiritual man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Oh. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ekpe, by Lagos Theater, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.